Welcome back to Racecast, everyone. We are nearing the end of the midway point of the season, and I think it cannot come soon enough for a lot of us. We will dive into all things Budapest, but before we do that, make sure you're following us on Instagram, TikTok. I was going to say Spotify. Can you follow a podcast on Spotify? I don't know. But follow us on all social media. Just search Racecast and we will come up. If we don't, then it's probably not for you. If you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other platform, which you will be because that's the only way you can listen to us, please do give us 5 stars. It does make a massive difference and we really appreciate it. Like I say, we've got a lot to talk about. It is a double header, so we are going straight into Spa and we're going to crack on now without the little race car noise. Matt's just going to take over in 3, 2, 1.
All right, guys, welcome along. We're back. I quite like the audio. I'm getting used to the audio now.
Still don't know where to look.
No, that bit is a bit of the awkward one, isn't it? But we're gradually getting there. You got the waffling sign back in here.
Yep.
That wasn't here, was it, before?
No, it's in the other room. I was seeing if it could fit on the wall here.
What, you going to take the race cast one down?
Boy, if we're not filming, I'd rather, you know, like, the waffling sign means a lot to me.
And this means nothing to you?
Well, like, you know...
That's right. I won't take it personally. It's fine.
It's not personal.
No. Honestly, don't worry about it.
It's not like I'm trying to get you out of the room for Joe to sit there, is it? Like,
no, don't worry about it.
That would be personal.
Honestly, let's move on. Let's move on. So, before we do get on to talking about F1, how's your week been?
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, we don't have a lot of time.
We don't have a long time, but so, it's quick.
It was an absolute fine week.
Was it?
Yeah, there was nothing exciting. Nothing too boring, just a very standard, pleasant week. What about you?
Good, all good. You went to train for Saturday League Team, and I want to touch on this because you're surely not good enough for Saturday League Team, are you?
100%, yeah, I am.
I've seen you, no.
Is this ironic? Because it's always like the worst footballers that are critical of other people.
Mate, I'm awful. Like, don't get me wrong, awful.
Now that's point proven right there. Like, but I don't even need to say that doesn't anymore. You know, it's always the people that don't know how to ball out that question other people.
It doesn't know how to ball out. Mate, I've played football. I can hit good crossbar.
Everyone's good played football. Doesn't mean everyone can play football.
Why do you think you're good enough to play Saturday League? Saturday League, isn't it like county stuff?
No. Otherwise, I would have said I had county trials.
Well, yeah, I thought it was just county who only play Saturdays. Is it?
Well, like, I mean, Premier League play on Saturdays. I wasn't having trials at United, was I?
Never know. You never know if you think that you're that good.
Well, clearly I'm not that good.
Yeah, all right.
So you do know.
You're not good. You're not good. But I wish you all the best. You got a friendly this week, did you say?
Yep, Sunday.
Striker?
Probably winger.
That's winger?
That's my more natural position because I'm better at like peeling off.
Well, not pace for it, but do you have the
energy? I would smoke you in a running race.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. But I'm old, so I would expect that. But, I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? Do you have stamina for the whole of the game?
I wouldn't be able to play a full 90 at the moment.
Because you only do weights at the gym, don't you?
No, I do cardio like 3 times a week.
Do you? Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I play football, go for runs.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Okay.
And have a cardio day at the gym.
Like treadmill and stuff.
No, treadmill's boring.
I say I quite like the treadmill. Anyway, shall we get on to F1? Because I realise we're going completely down the...
Yeah, and we are very short for time.
We're very short for time because Luke decides to have other plans.
Well, so I was busy and we agreed that Matt would come over for 5 because I got to go out at 7:15 and instead he turns up at like 6:30.
I've been stuck in traffic for an hour and a half. But anyway, let's
move on.
But you
heard him try and blame me just before that, didn't you? Did everyone hear that?
Well, you couldn't do our normal Monday because you had trials.
Which I will never be able to do
for
now.
For Seaford under 10s.
I will never be able to do Monday now.
You'll never be able to do Monday?
No, I'll be training every night, every Monday.
Jeez, you're having a laugh, aren't you?
Why?
I'll fit my plans around you then.
It's anyway, not my fault you work throughout the day.
It's not, I work for a living. Anyway, we won't have a domestic
don't
on
you? I just get to work when I like.
Yeah,
freedom.
Exactly. Freedom.
You make your own destiny in life.
Yeah.
Walk your own path.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Anyway, let's talk about F1 before we have a domestic. The Hungarian Grand Prix. Let's touch on qualifying.
Well, actually, can we actually touch on practice? Because they changed the qualifying format.
Yeah.
So you had to use, in Q1, the hard tyre, everyone. Q2, had to use the medium tyre. Q3, had to use the soft tyre. Now, this, I don't know about you, but like, I know a lot of fans don't watch all practice sessions. I watch every single practice session. And okay, the rain came for the first session, so it's a bit pointless going out because...
And another little Perez spin.
Yep. They knew that it wasn't going to rain across the weekend, so they didn't really need to collect wet data and risk the car like Perez did. It was shit. It was so bad. Like, you had... No one was, like, setting fast laps because obviously the tyre allocation was all different.
So you, just to put it into context, you had less... tires over the weekend,
yeah, because they
for
had
use. So for practice, yeah, you had less tires to use and actually go out there,
yeah, and like, yeah, you didn't want to go through a certain amount of tires because you knew that you were gonna have to use like the hards in for quali or whatever, because I think you get a certain amount allocated specifically for the race,
yeah.
But yeah, it was bad, it was boring, you got nothing representative of what was going on. You had like Max Verstappen do like a whole session on like the mediums or softs or something ridiculous. It was just like, well, I'm just watching cars go around in a circle for the sake of, it's almost like they're just going out because there are fans there.
But we've always said, haven't we prefer the practice sessions instead of the things like sprint races, all of that stuff, because the practice sessions is where, as fans, we learn more about cars, yeah, we learn more about how things are, how
if
going
actually strategies. Into it in a bit more like detail, and if you're not, then the practice sessions are not for you regardless, like you would just watch quali and the race, which is absolutely fine. Like, there are a lot of F1 fans that probably don't even watch quali, just watch the race, that's also fine. But for the fans that do watch practice, especially the ones that pay to go to the venue,
yeah,
you've got to make it actually
worthwhile.
I mean, that was just ridiculous. And for the record, I actually really, really liked the qualifying format.
Yeah.
Which, this sounds like maybe quite a juxtaposition here. Like, I do like this new quali format. I think it actually makes things really exciting because teams can get it wrong. We saw across the weekend as well, some teams were really strong on different tyres. Like, I called that Lewis Hamilton pole, right? I was watching it with two other F1 fans. And before it started, I said, if Lewis makes it into Q3, he'll get pole position.
Yeah.
Because across that, like, what you could see from the practice session is that the Mercedes was quickest on the softs. Red Bull and McLaren were quickest on the mediums. So, you know, that sort of stuff really came into play. Mm. And I found that really interesting because it could have been a fact where, like, you know, we saw the Alfa Romeos get to...
Both of them get into Q3.
Like, and you know, it can't be coincidence that this happened when we changed this this qualifying format.
What was it? It was 7 different constructors, I think, in Q3. So you had Mercedes, Red Bull, McLaren, Alfa Romeo, Ferrari, Aston Martin, and Haas.
Because you've also got to remember that some drivers are better at tyre warm-up and stuff like that. So I think it's really good putting them on all these different compounds. I just don't like that it makes free practice redundant. And if I had to make the choice, I would say go back to the old way. But if we could do it where we keep this quali format and keep the regular like free practice set up, I would really like
that. Well, it was interesting, wasn't it? Because Lewis initially said he doesn't really quite like the setup in the sense of you're limited in the amount of tyres you have. You have to be more strategic in the tyre allocation, what you're going to use over that weekend. And then as soon as he got pole, he was asked, oh, well, you know, I know you said that you didn't like this format. Do you like it? And he said, well, I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said I didn't like the fact that practice, you're very limited on what type of runs you can do. And I think that's something the FIA will look at. I think, as I agree with you, and we said in the chat after, didn't we? I think the actual format worked. I was quite skeptical about it, but actually I found it really enjoyable. You know, who would have thought, you look at people like Mercedes getting knocked out, George Russell getting knocked out.
Yeah, which, although to be fair, that was a traffic issue.
That was a traffic issue, but all of these factors go into play with this because all different cars struggle on different compounds. You look at the McLaren, they seemed really good on the mediums.
Yeah, which is obviously, we saw that come to fruition in the race. Yeah. But yeah, I like it. They just need to fix the free practice stuff. And I know it's probably kind of counterintuitive because I think a lot of the reasoning behind this format is because they actually, it's for sustainability purposes. Yeah,
yeah. Using less tyres over.
If we're like, oh no, just carry on use more tyres, keep this format, but give them more tyres.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it probably doesn't make sense, but if there is a way they can sort of figure it out, that would be
what
cool.
I found really interesting is, obviously, because the compounds change all the time, what the type of strength
like they've got like six different compounds or whatever.
So this time last year, the hard tire was last year's medium tire.
Yeah,
and like that's mard in itself, isn't it? Because you expect the hards for last year to that's another thing of actually the tyres are...
It's kind of annoying, and I know from a sustainability perspective, blah, blah, blah. But like the fact that the tyres are so durable is making for boring racing and a lack of necessity for strategy, really.
Mm.
Like, it just doesn't really matter. Like, I know, okay, they had to do a few stops, but it was nothing really like... There was no real variable strategy.
Yeah.
It's very samey. It's like normally like everyone's on the same strategy unless you get like a George Russell or a Sergio Perez qualify like P16, P17.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, let's go for something wild because why the fuck not? But like, I feel like it'd be nice to see a bit of variety up front or some more blowouts, punctures. Like,
well, like the 21 season where you just, do you remember, Budapest? Where you had Stroll, Verstappen,
Azerbaijan.
Sorry, back. Yeah, that type of thing where you're driving down. Yeah,
like I get it, like because they're developing, but they're getting better and better. But it's kind of like, well, sometimes it's not bad if they're getting a little worse and worse. Do you know what I mean?
So just to recap, obviously we lost Mercedes, George Russell in Q1. Sainz was out in Q2, so we lost the Ferrari there. Well done to Perez. He, for the first time in, six races, qualifying, sorry, he got into Q3.
Yeah, so, got into Q3 and still only got P9. Yeah. I'm sorry. And, you know, this is where, got to give credit to Max again. He's like, that car is a rocket ship. There's no denying that. But you still need the driver behind the wheel. And Max is that man. And Perez is not that guy.
Nope. So it was interesting going into the second running on Q3. Verstappen couldn't better his time, and it was quite interesting because I was watching it with my nan at the time because I went around there just chilling with her, and she's an F1 fan, and we know that actually Hamilton is personal best in Q1, personal best in Q2, sector two. And actually, I was going into Sector 3 and I was thinking, he can do this here because looking at previous things, he's stronger in Sector 3 than Verstappen. So as soon as he went round the corner, I was just like buzzing to actually see, you know, we're Lewis fans.
Did you hear the crowd as well?
Absolutely erupted.
And I don't think that's necessarily like a Lewis Hamilton thing. I think that could have been anyone crossing the line and going P1. And they would have just been, it was like a sigh of relief.
That there is another team who can go on and get pole.
Yeah.
So delighted for Hamilton.
Great for Lando and Piastri.
Yeah, P3, P4. I was really happy for Joel. I think, you know, getting a P5.
And Bottas, P7.
Albon even got himself in there in P8. So
put that into context. Albon in the Williams, albeit not the slowest car anymore.
Yeah.
Qualified ahead of Perez.
Yeah.
In the Red Bull, by far the quickest.
Two
car.
Alfa Romeos.
Like Toto Wolff described it as watching an F1 car against a bunch of F2 cars.
Mm.
And that is kind of accurate. But again, only with Max behind the wheel.
Yeah.
But like Perez did show the pace, and we'll touch on the race. He did show that there's you know, natural pace in that car.
Yeah.
That, like,
he showed more aggression this weekend.
Yeah, although Lewis came back at him.
Yeah. But it was good to see a bit more aggression. I still don't think he's done enough to keep his seat for next year. But
yeah, although I did. Christian Horner said he will be in his seat next year.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't believe it. I mean, Red Bull were happy enough to go back on their word. Trust me.
Yeah, very much so. So let's touch on the race, shall we? I was predicting Max would eventually take the lead. I was not predicting it would be literally into the first corner. We know Lewis gets better starts. He's one of the better, well, he is the best starter on the grid.
He did get the better start. It looked like Max had a bit of a better second phase.
Yeah, but Lewis said he didn't have the best of starts compared to normal.
Going into that first corner, oh my God. Because I was so hyped to sit down and watch it. Again, I knew Lewis wasn't going to win. That's fine.
What did I text you? Mate, this is the first time I felt nervous in a year and a half. And then you text me back going, you're nervous.
Yeah, like, I was just like, I was like, okay, just give us like 3 to 5 laps of Max and Lewis racing. That's fine, because then Lewis will battle the McLarens a bit. I'm sure he'll keep P2, Lando P3.
Yeah.
I would have said Oscar P4, but it would have probably ended Perez P4 had that have been the setup. But yeah, P1 to P4 and T1.
I know Corey says, oh, you're being really negative, but it's so depressing.
You are a bit negative. You do really bring the mood down a lot.
I don't bring the mood down. I'm just saying facts.
You do bring the mood down a lot.
That's why I didn't say anything else after that.
Yeah, thank God. No, you know, like, you do drag it down a little. Oh, God. Because there was a lot of, like, there still was some interesting elements to that race. But the main thing that confused me, and I still don't understand, when Lewis pitted, first pit, where did he lose 9 seconds?
So he was 3 seconds behind when he went into pit. And then, yeah, I agree with you.
He came out and he was, what, 11?
I don't think what I said was negative. I just said I can't understand how he's 9 seconds behind.
I don't think that is what you said.
Yeah, it is.
Pull it up.
All right.
Can anyone? Because, you know, I know they had a typical Mercedes stop, right? It was fine. It was like, what, like 2.8, 2.9 or something.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did that time go?
All right. Can someone explain to me how Lewis was 3 seconds behind before pitting and after the pits became 9 seconds? How does that work? That's not negative, is it? And I said they definitely turned...
That's not all you said.
That is.
Wait. When did someone...
I don't think...
Oh, wait, you're the green.
Yeah. Nothing is...
This is joke. Nah, all of your messages there are... Oh, no, because Corey's replying to all of them. Going to be very boring now.
Wait, was it not? Max drove off?
Lap 16, already 7 seconds ahead with a yawn face.
That's not negative. That's just literally stating facts.
Lewis now 8 seconds behind Norris. McLaren fucked Piastri there. Lewis stuff. They've definitely turned the engine down.
Yeah, no. Do you remember when... No, I asked a question because they got brought up in there.
That doesn't sound negative at all of that, to be fair.
That's not negative. That is not negative.
They just said, fucking hell, Matt, you do like a right moan up, don't you?
That's not fucking... Nothing is as harsh as what you said to Andy with his response.
Boy, you fucking deserved it.
Well, yeah, okay. Give you that one.
I let it slide for a long time, and then he got to the final bit, and I was like, I'm going to shut
him up. But then you came back with even more, like, other stuff, which is similar to what I said, but that was all right.
What did I say?
I can't go back into
it. Okay, so what this is, basically, we had an argument in the group chat. Because I am sick to death of this excuse that the Mercedes is a slow car. I just think it's moronic. It's because Mercedes fans, me included, we're so used to being the equivalent of the Red Bull at the moment.
Yeah.
This Mercedes is not slow.
No.
The Red Bull is lightning quick. The Mercedes is... We're P2 in the constructors. You know, Lewis is probably soon going to jump Alonso for P3 in the driver's standings.
Yep.
If Perez is still inconsistent, Lewis could end up P2 this year. Now, I am literally bored to death of people being like, oh, this Mercedes is so shit, it's so slow. It's not ideal, do not get me wrong.
No.
It's not a slow car, though. That it's such a bad excuse. Like, Lewis has been on the podium, what, like 5 times this season? Or like Mercedes have, sorry.
Yeah.
And I think one of them is a double podium, so we'll count that as 2. It's just, it's not consistently the second best car.
I think that's the thing. It's very inconsistent.
It is inconsistent, but so is every car.
Yeah,
the only
100%.
Car that's not inconsistent
Red Bull.
Is Red Bull. So like...
And Logan Sargeant.
Well, he's consistent.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. So like, I'm so bored of just seeing Mercedes fans be like, oh my God, like this car is such a tractor. Like it's only a tractor compared to the Red Bull.
Well, and that's
but
the thing,
so is
isn't it?
Every car.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, yeah, they need to fix it up. I'm not denying that. But like, it gets really boring just seeing people constantly just be like, but like complaining about stuff like that. Like, oh, we're behind the McLarens. Well, yeah, this weekend.
We and haven't like, been throughout the season.
Yeah, so I think upgrades are actually coming next week. You know, teams are developing at different stages, and we've said this so many times. Take the Red Bull at the championship. It's one of the best championships going. So, you know, every team will be saying the same. But this Mercedes is only a few upgrades away from competing with the Red Bull, because McLaren made a jump from fighting for P17, P16 to now really closing that gap to Red Bull, because Oscar Piastri stayed pretty close to Max for a little bit. Yeah. We saw Lando challenge Max at Silverstone. The Mercedes is way ahead of where that McLaren was.
Yeah.
So if they bring a solid upgrade package that ticks the boxes, we can get very close to Red Bull. And then next season, with new chassis, complete new rear axle and whatnot, and then continuing development in the right direction that they're now on, I'm telling you, they can be competing. I'm not saying they will be.
But they can.
But, and everyone just is being so negative about it. And like, it is a boring season to watch, which is why I know I said, no one likes watching us race for second, anyone racing for second, but just eliminate Max from the championship and I'm sure you'll all enjoy it a little bit more. If you just pretend that he's not there,
I think
you will have a better time.
I think from my point of view, like you said earlier, what I wanted a good start to the race. And I knew as soon as Max went through,
that was disappointing.
That was it.
Yeah.
And when that's my disappointment, I think there was, like you say, there was elements of parts of that race which were good. But I was hoping for a bit of a battle at the beginning. I knew Max would go on and win it, but not how comfortable he went on to win it.
Yeah.
And that's the disappointing thing for me. I think when you look at the race, let's touch on the race, because I know shortly you've got to head off, but obviously Lewis losing 3 places, ends up in P4 after the first corner.
That wasn't the worst start out of everyone on the grid.
No, worst start was Joe. I don't quite know.
He forgot where his accelerator was.
Do you think he just woke up? He had a sleep between the lights?
He was in a daydream. Something was happening.
Because before he got going, like, cars were just passing him. Like, properly...
And then what he got going, went too deep on the brakes. Obviously, like, trying to...
Catch up.
Yeah,
and make
so
a bit of...
he obviously was braking late, went deep, locked up. And went into the back of an Alpine, which then went into the back of another Alpine, which then like jumped over that Alpine.
Ocon, broken seat.
Broken seat?
His seat split in half. He ended up going to hospital to get checked over.
It was
mental.
Quite a hard shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, unlucky for the Alpines. It was a...
But that was a second...
Wasn't worth turning up.
That was
weekend.
A second race as a double DNF.
Yeah, they've got some... that is not their fault, I know, but they do have some issues in that team that they need to sort out.
Crofty stated, I know he stated the obvious, but from a team point of view, isn't it sad where you spend all weekend prepping?
It wasn't worth turning
and
up.
Literally you're out of the race after turn one, basically.
Before turn one.
Oh, okay, before turn one. You know, That's horrible. Was it Ocon or Gasly's wing when after he got hit, you just see him like waving
I mean, they've got a wobbly wing anyway, haven't they? But it was really wobbly.
It's good for the aerodynamics.
That also affected the... Danny Ricciardo. A lot of people gained. Sonoda gained loads of places from that. Russell gained a lot.
But yeah, I mean, it was an interesting... I loved it this weekend, though. They were taking the mick out of Lando said, as long as Bottas isn't behind me, I should be all right.
That was funny.
But yeah, I mean, from a race point of view, Ferrari were back again with another stinker. I mean, Leclerc...
How did George Russell finish ahead of them?
I don't know.
Because, I know Leclerc had the 5-second penalty, but...
But even Sainz couldn't catch him. And even Sainz...
George was right on the back of Leclerc. Anyway.
Interesting thing, though, wasn't it? Which I found quite cool was... Mercedes struggle with a heavy fuel load.
Yeah.
But then once they got a low fuel load, that's when they started to pick up the pace.
Yeah.
Both George and Lewis were... Lewis was on Perez towards the end.
Yeah, Lewis George took 10 seconds to Perez. Oh, it was around about 10 seconds to Perez, which... That is incredible.
Ended up 2 seconds behind.
Because I saw something like, they were like, oh yeah, Perez's pace dropped off because he collected marbles on his tyres. Literally everyone did.
Yeah,
like,
it was nothing, yeah.
Max complained about that early on in the race, saying that he's not getting them all off until turn 13, 14, by which time you're coming onto the pit straight, and at the end of the pit straight you're collecting them all up again. So that was a weak excuse. That was a mega drive by Lewis. I don't know where Perez's pace went.
No.
It wasn't really losing much to Lando from my memory during that period. I don't feel like Perez was dropping back from Lando.
Lewis was gaining.
Yeah.
And I think, Russell, he took both Ferraris.
Well,
he got to a point where he was literally 1 second behind Leclerc. Which
and then he had the 5 second penalty.
He had 5 seconds. Leclerc, I mean... I feel sorry. I start to question whether this team is the right place for Leclerc
because
I think when you look at they bring him in, he was P5, P6 at the time, came in a nine second pit. Like I know we talk about other teams being slow.
Then he got done for speeding, which I know is his fault, but it's just like it's a combination of just like he's in like a mockery of a team.
He's under pressure.
He has the worst luck. And I know you might say, that's like self-induced, something like that. But I don't know. I just feel like he's cursed.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have braked 2 days early and he still would have been caught speeding in that pit lane. It's just, there's a black cloud hanging over that man.
Very much so. Let's quickly touch on McLaren because Piastri had a great start, went into P2. Lando was in P3 at the time. And this is weird. So... For you guys who watch regularly, what should normally happen is the lead car have the choice of when they come into pit. They normally are the ones who have the opportunity to pit first. This wasn't the case this time. They pitted Lando first, which on his outlap was just phenomenal. His outlap was brilliant. They then pitted Piastri. This meant that when he came out, he got overtaken by Norris.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, to be fair, from then, Piastri just really struggled in the second stint. After that pit, I think what he came out on the hards.
But then he came out on the third stint.
Yeah.
And his final stint, the pace came back to him.
I think
again, it dropped off.
Yeah.
Because Lewis then pitted. And it's like, it just vanished again.
Mm. It was interesting. I really like Piastri. And I think we're starting to really see why McLaren wanted to invest so much in him. And I think they're starting to get those rewards from him. I really also like him because of how professional he acted. He didn't come over the radio and go, what are you doing here? What's happening? His first thought was, okay, how do you want me to deal with this? Do I go after Lando or do I sit back?
Yeah.
Obviously, we know the dirty air was a real factor this weekend compared to other tracks. So the dirty air really affected, people's tyres. It really affected people's performances this weekend. So I like Piastri. I think he's got a big future in F1.
I think that's him showing maturity and looking at the long game. Not even necessarily the team game. It's like, right, if I act like this, there's going to be a time where I'm in front of Lando.
Yeah.
and he's going to come over the radio acting completely differently. And in theory, the team are going to be like, well, hang on, Oscar reacted like this, stay put or whatever.
Yeah. It did kind of feel Christian Horner, Max Verstappen vibes.
Yeah, but...
To a certain, whether again, that's the case.
If you take
Zach Brown,
there
Lando...
There was still what, like, there was 3 or 4 seconds between them, Lando and Oscar.
Yeah, but considering Oscar was 4 and a bit, 5 seconds ahead of him going into that pit stop.
Yeah, so... If you're thinking, Oscar came in, what, like a lap or two after?
Yeah.
They were probably thinking, like, oh, this shouldn't cause too many issues.
But why didn't they pit him first?
Maybe he didn't want to come in.
I don't know. I think you would have heard over the radio if he was like, no, I'll stay out.
Can I just say also?
Yeah.
Fewest overtakes of a race this season.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was 15.
Wow. Baku sprint.
Had more overtakes.
Did it?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, what a race. Also, another fact. So, the combination of Max's gap to cars is a combination of how long. So, throughout the season, you know, Max finishing P1, how many seconds or minutes do you think he's had a gap?
I reckon it's probably like 8 minutes or something.
No, 1:37 altogether.
Wait, what?
So altogether, from his gap to cars finishing races,
in P1 to P20.
No, P1 to P2.
Oh, well, to be fair, I still thought it'd be more than that.
Yeah, but you've got to remember, some of these races have finished. They've had safety cars towards the end.
Yeah. True.
So you look at Silverstone. He would have walked away further than that, but they had the safety car, which ended up being 3 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
Obviously, this weekend was the highest gap between P1 and P2 since 2021. And that gap was 33 seconds.
What gap?
Between P1 and P2.
This year?
This year. This race has gone. Was 33 seconds.
Well, yeah, and what was the last... Since 2021, who finished?
It was Lewis Hamilton. I can't remember what race it was, but that was the last time we had a gap.
Really? 33 seconds?
Yeah, longer gap than this.
I just thought Max would have finished further ahead. Since.
Yeah, but I think a lot of those... I don't know if I can find the tweet or the post, because it was quite a good post. But yeah, it worked out from that point of view. Shall we quickly... So... touch on how that looks with the constructors and the... Oh, God, why can't I never find these things on here? I normally have my laptop, but I haven't... So, Max Verstappen is on 281 points. Sergio Perez is on 171, so it's 110 points. And actually, interestingly, they can wrap up the constructors, they said...
Monza, is it?
Monza. And Max can be crowned champion by Singapore... Which
is just insane.
If you are wondering how long that is, so we're coming up to the summer break. So we have two races left until Monza.
Yeah, so you've got Spa, summer break.
Then you've got Zandvoort and then Monza.
Yeah.
And they can get the constructors by then. That's round 15.
Yeah, out of what, 23 races this year?
23 races. That is mad. I mean, after that, a couple weeks later, Max could be crowned champion at Singapore on round 16.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, yeah. I know we've seen dominating cars over the years, but that's just mental.
This is taking the piss a little bit.
It is. And I think if you're the FIA and you're looking at this going... Are we getting closer racing to a certain extent? Are we still having...
Take Red Bull out. We are.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. When you look at the other 18 cars on the grid, you are getting closer racing. And it is closer and it's a bit more enjoyable. But the issue is, you can't get excited about fighting for a P2. Well, I most certainly can't get excited fighting for a P2.
It's definitely less exciting.
Yeah. Shall we talk about Belgium? Any more on... Hungary?
No, obviously, why does Perez keep getting driver of the day? He's driving a fucking rocket ship. He's messing up all his qualies. Like, so he drives like an idiot, then comes through the pack, obviously, and then gets driver of the day.
Yeah.
How the fuck does that work?
I would have said George was probably the more driver of the day, coming from P18 to P6.
Yeah, George or Lando.
Yeah, Lando.
And Lando finished P2. He held off Perez.
Yeah.
He got in front of Lewis.
Yeah, right. He's definitely one. Yeah, him. I wouldn't have said Perez.
It's just not possible.
No. Danny Ric, shout out to him as well. Obviously, coming back in, he finished. He had all that incident and still finished ahead of Tsunoda.
Yeah, P13.
So
not a bad finish at all.
And it's the first time this season they've got out of Q1.
Really?
Yep. That's the first time they got out of Q1 this season.
I did not know that.
Or was it in the last 5 weeks? Well, anyway, it's in quite a while.
Stat check that.
So, Belgium, Spa, this weekend. I love Spa.
Yep. I'm not too sure it's going to be the race we're all dreaming of.
Oh, it's another sprint.
Yep, it is a sprint weekend.
Oh, shit a brick.
So, Max Verstappen is going to get double points.
Yeah. So, FP1 is on Friday, 12:30 to 1:30. Qualifying is 4 till 5 on Friday. The sprint shootout is on Saturday, 11 till 11:44. And the race sprint race is 3:30 till 4:30 on Saturday. We then go to the race, which is 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. All right times.
Yeah, standard European times, aren't they?
Quick quiz.
Okay, go.
So, what are you going to say?
No. Do the quiz.
First Grand Prix held.
Oh, it's got to be an old one.
1956. Number of laps.
Ooh. Long old track Spa. Oh, God. Honestly, probably like 46 or something.
44.
Not bad.
Lap record and held by who?
Oh. It's got to be Lewis.
Nope. His previous teammate.
Bottas. Is it from 2020 as well?
2018.
Oh, I thought it would be the W11. Okay, what time is it going to be?
I can tell you it's 1 minute something.
Yep, I knew that. It's going to be a 1:40 something. I feel like it's going to be like a 1:45.
1:46.2.
Oh, I was torn between 45 and 46.
You're close. How many DRS zones are there?
Two.
Yep, very well done. I like Spa. We've had some interesting races over the years.
It is a great track.
It is, yeah. I like racing it on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
The biggest questions are this weekend. Can McLaren continue this form? Be interesting to see. Because obviously this is a longer straights. This potentially could benefit teams like Williams. With their straight line speed.
Haas have some... Nico Hülkenberg had the highest top speed hit, I believe.
Yeah.
This weekend. Because that's the thing. I actually haven't looked into McLaren's like sort of top speed statistics.
Yeah.
We know the Mercedes is probably not ideal for this sort of track.
Yeah.
We know that the Red Bull is going to fly around here. If Perez doesn't get P2, then he should lose his seat for that. We know that we could see a strong Williams.
Yeah.
Alpine
need a clean weekend.
Yeah, they do. It's a fast corner track. Mm. There's the odd slow corner, but like it's typically high speed corners.
Yeah.
Getting
past turn one from the start is key.
Yeah.
Because we've seen over the years people like Max take people out. We've seen Grosjean. I know he's not racing now, but we've seen a lot of crashes.
Then getting down to Eau Rouge and not going side by side with someone.
So the start is very 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 important here. But
the thing is like you're not even necessarily best to start P1 in Spa, I don't think, because as you come up and out of Eau Rouge and you're heading down the straight, you've got a huge toe.
Yeah,
that. It's almost easier to start P2
and then
overtake them at that point. But I do feel like if you're in the Red Bull, I mean, you probably haven't got to worry about that.
See, the reason why I really like Spa, because I like down that long straight, it really reminds me of Hockenheim when they used to go through the trees.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I that's still one of my favourite tracks.
It is an iconic.
When they used to go through the tree, brilliant. I wish they would bring that back. But yeah, I'm hoping for a good race this weekend. Obviously, going into the summer break after this, I think it's really important for certain teams to have a clean weekend, especially teams like Alpine. Getting some points this weekend is, I think, very important. I would love to see Piastri get his maiden podium.
But you know what?
I don't think he's far off.
I'm going to say Max, Perez, Leclerc.
What?
I think in a straight line, that Ferrari's not too bad, you know.
Yeah, but have you met their engineers?
Yeah, that's the problem.
See, from a top three, I'm going Max. I still don't believe in Perez, but I think I'm going to go...
My point is he can't not get P2. He's he's driving a very, very fast car compared to everyone else.
All right, I'm going to go Max P1, Perez P2. I'm going to go Piastri P3.
Yeah.
I think he's due it. And going into the summer break, it would be so good to see him pick up a podium.
Yeah, it would be nice. I'd much rather see Lewis on the podium.
Oh, 100%.
I'm not sure what to expect from the Mercedes this weekend. Aston Martin, we don't even talk about them anymore.
Well, they've just vanished. They're completely gone. Obviously, Alonso was, what, P9? Stroll P10?
I really thought they were going to be strong at Budapest.
Yeah. Be interesting to see what happens with their upgrades, because apparently they've got more to come still. But... I don't know. This weekend's going to be interesting. We always know it's quite a difficult track. So let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know. Follow us on all our social media. DM us. Let us know what your top three is. All I know is we need a good race. We need a good race going into the final break. We don't need Max Verstappen going off and doing like a 40, 50-second gap. We don't need that. We need a good race.
What we're going to see is the biggest gap we've had this season.
I know. That does kind of worry me.
And next week, because we should have more time, we are also going to discuss the potential teams that have breached the cost cap. Have you seen this news?
Three teams.
There is three teams that are rumoured to have started to be investigated.
And we know that those are...
We don't know anything.
No, but the one two they were speculating are...
I've seen multiple teams. More than three teams named.
I see. The ones I've seen are Aston Martin.
Yeah.
Mercedes or Red Bull.
Yeah.
And...
Alpine,
yeah. They're the three I've seen.
Well, that's four.
Well, no. Mercedes or Red Bull. Because the ones I've seen, they said they can't say whether it's going to be Mercedes or... It's one of them two. If it's... I get why it's being done, because... The punishment's very, very light.
Yeah, but they're saying it's going to be Sporting this time. But we will discuss it properly next
time. Okay, we'll do that next week. You can't just make up the rules when it suits certain teams, can you?
You can.
Yeah, okay. Well, if it's not Red Bull this year...
Red Bull IA.
Yeah. Right, thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a great week. We'll be back next week discussing all things Spa, all things FIA Gate, and...
All things Lewis Hamilton.
Winning. And Luke will tell us if he actually got off the bench on his first game this weekend. So good luck to you.
Yeah, cheers.
You ain't getting off the bench.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to score. Hat-trick.
I guarantee you. In do you want to do a bet? I bet you won't score.
No. Bet me that I won't get off the bench.
I know. You'll get off the bench because they let anyone just have a little roam around. So it's a friendly, isn't it?
Mate, Reese came on the other night and scored twice.
Did he?
If Reese is scoring...
I bet you... And I'll do the editing for the remainder of the season if you score.
There's literally no editing. We upload it.
Okay, upload. If no. You ain't going to score, you don't back yourself.
Well, I'm not sure how many minutes I'll get.
Look, you got to back yourself.
Yeah, but if I come on for the last five, then I'm probably not going to score.
Well, if you don't believe yourself that you can do that in 5 minutes, then what type of player will you be?
It's just, why would you do that?
Well, you got to back yourself, mate. Got to back yourself. Right, have a great week, and we shall see you next week. Bye-bye.